Today's discussion will be some of the more common halachas of Lechem Mishnah, of having two rolls of challah for each meal on Shabbos. So, before I begin, as always, a Rav should be consulted for normative halacha. This is not meant for psak, this is just meant for learning purposes. So, to begin, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amabez, writes that the reason why we have Lechem Mishnah is a zecher l'man. It's to remember the miracle of the man. The man descended every day from Shemayim to give everyone food. On Shabbos morning, however, the man did not fall. Instead, twice the daily ration fell on Friday, half of which was used for Friday and half was set aside for Shabbos. And as a remembrance of this double portion, we begin each Shabbos meal with two loaves of challah. This is commonly known as Lechem Mishnah. So, the poskim debate whether this is a chiyuv midoraisa, or is it only rabbinic obligation. One would argue, on a very basic level, that it would be biblical. However, some feel that although we learn it out from the pasuk, it's just an asmachta. It's a machlokus between the Taz and the Magen Avraham. The Shaar Tzion in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, Sifkat and Yud Aleph writes, he brings down both this machlokus. So it seems to be a machlokus aposkim between the Taz and the Magen Avraham, whether it is a biblical obligation or only rabbinic. The question is, who is obligated? So, the Rabbeinu Tam writes, one would argue that women are not obligated to have Lechem Mishnah, because it's a time-based mitzvah, and usually time-based mitzvahs are exempt. However, Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer Yashar writes the following: Noshim im chayvos begimel sudos, are women obligated to have three meals on Shabbos? Nira shaaf hein hayu ba'aseh hanes diridas man lechem mishnah hayse lekulam v'lochein chayvos levtzoya gam kin al beis kikros. So Rabbeinu Tam says the women are obligated to have three meals on Shabbos, and they're also obligated to have Lechem Mishnah, and the main reason being, af hein hayu ba'aseh hanes, meaning that even though it's a time-based mitzvah, but because they were involved in the miracle affected them too, they're also obligated. Similar to the mitzvah of Chanukah, right? They have to light Chanukah because af hein hayu ba'aseh hanes. So because the women benefited from eating the man, they're also obligated in order to eat the Lechem Mishnah. This seems to be the opinion of most Achronim, most Rishonim. It's brought down by the Prima Gadim. However, Rosh Shlomo Kluger disagrees. Rosh Shlomo Kluger, brought down by Rav Avadi Yosef in Shubas Yaviyah Oymer Chilik Vav, Simen Chav Ches. Rosh Shlomo Kluger disagrees. He seems to just throw away these Rishonim. He seems to feel that they're not obligated. He describes that Afin Hayu Ba'es Anes only works for things that we're remembering as a miracle that we're participating in. He says the following: Bishloim Agaba Dalet Kaisos and Megillah V'Ner Chanukah. I understand by the Dalet Kaisos, Megillah, and Ner Chanukah, Sheikar HaMitzvah Hilazikarim V'Hoidal Anes Atzma, the Iker Mitzvah is to remember the miracle and to thank Hashem for the miracle. Then it makes sense, Afin Hayu Ba'es Anes. Avol Lechem Mishnah ain't it lahidai salanes rak zechel mashiyar b'mashishi Lechem Mishnah. He seems to have some sort of svar. I'm not 100% sure what he means, but he seems to feel that there's no obligation to have Lechem Mishnah for women. But again, Rav Avadi Yosef completely disagrees with him in Yerdeichil in Yavi Oymer Chilik Vav Simin Chavches, and that seems to be the accepted psak that women are obligated. The post can deal with a very common issue, and that is, are you able to make Lechem Mishnah on frozen bread? A lot of times, you'll have bread that comes out of the freezer, and it's rock hard. So the question is, could you use that as Lechem Mishnah? So, Rabbi Tzalel Stern, and Shubas Bitzel HaChachma, Chelek Gimel Simen Kuf Yud writes, Kvar bo sheil lefonai b'chalas lechem shaytzi oisem hem akarer kishikafua, v'einu rola echila. I was asked about a piece of bread that was frozen, and it wasn't edible. Imotel tzar for Lechem Mishnah, are you allowed to use it for Lechem Mishnah? Meaning you have one that's good and you're going to eat that one, and you just need a second one, so you take it out of the freezer. Maybe you have to wait till it's edible. And I paskind, says Rabbi Tzalel Stern, the Iker Halacha is not that it has to be edible right now. It has to be that the bread will be edible at some point during the meal. Now, when you start your meal on Shabbos morning at 1 o'clock, let's say, or 12 o'clock, and Shabbos is over at 7, technically you could have one long meal for 7 hours. So as long as the bread will be edible at some point during the meal, meaning before Shabbos is over, then it's fine. He feels that it has to, as long as it has to be edible at some point during the meal, and that meal could be forever, it could be till the end of Shabbos. So as long as it'll be edible at some point during the meal, it's fine. Rav Ephraim Greenblatt Zatzal, in Tribus Rav Ephraim, Chelik Beisim, in Kuf Tesvav, writes that he also feels this way. And he says that Rav Chaim Kanievsky also paskin that way. He says that he got a letter from Rav Chaim Kanievsky also feeling that way. However, Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasan, in page 196 in the Haggah, he writes, "Mishamati me'agayin Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach Zatzal." I heard from Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach. It makes sense that when it's frozen, it cannot be used for lechem mishnah because it's not food. And he says perhaps you'll have to wait until it softens. So it seems to be a machlokas between Rabbi Tzal Stern and Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach. So I saw in the Sefer Radiance of Shabbos by Rav Simcha Burnham Cohen, on page 79, he writes that he had heard from Ramosha Feinstein, Zatzal, that you could use frozen bread. You don't have to wait for it to thaw. So that seems to be, I guess, the normative halacha. You have all these poskin. That seems to be the psak. Maybe it'll be relevant to whether we paskin it's d'oraisa or d'rabbanan, perhaps. In addition, it should be noted that the Sefer Radiance of Shabbos writes that he heard from Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg. I think it's a very common thing that both challahs have to be unwrapped, even if you're only going to cut one. I think this is very, very common because a lot of people, they have one that they're going to eat. The other one, we talked about whether it could be frozen. The other one, perhaps it could be, they take in a plastic bag. It should be taken out. Just quickly to discuss the procedure, the Mishnah Berurah writes that you should make a little mark on the challah where you plan on eating it. Now, where you plan on beginning to cut, so as not to make a delay between the bracha and the cutting. Now, it shouldn't be cut very deep because you want it to be a whole challah. And if you cut a challah, people think that if there's a split in the challah, a lot of times on Pesach, a split in the matzah, that makes it not a shalom, not a whole. It's not true. The definition of whole for these halachas is that if you were to pick up the smaller piece, let's say you have a crack in the matzah, and you want to know whether it's lechem mishnah, you want to know whether it's whole. So there's a crack. Pick up the smaller half on the side, the smaller side by the crack. If the larger area comes with it, it's still considered a shalom. So if you make a little indentation with your knife into the challah, it's not going to be a problem. But if you cut it halfway down to the point where if you pick up the smaller piece, it'll rip off, then it's not considered a shalom anymore. So obviously you have to, if you say not to cut too much. On Friday night, the bottom challah is supposed to be cut first. However, there's a rule called Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvos, which means that you're supposed to do the mitzvah, you're supposed to do the whatever mitzvah comes to your hands first, you're supposed to do it right away. Because mitzvah b'yotcha atach mitzena. So therefore you have an issue. Really, you should cut the top one because that's closer to you. But the minig is to cut the bottom one. So what do? So the minig is, you hold the bottom challah closer to you, and that way it's considered the closer mitzvah for that purpose. This can be found in Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Ayin Dalet Sif Aleph and the Mishnah Berurah Sif Gatim Hey. On Shabbos morning and Shal Shudis and on Yom Tif, the top challah is always cut. And therefore, the bottom challah is not held closer. Okay, we'll be stopping a minute early today. Any questions can be sent to avizakutinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.